This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1-2 Buckle My Shoe by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. 1-2 Buckle My Shoe. 3-4 Shut the Door. 5-6 Pick up sticks. 7-8 Lay them straight. 9-10 A good fat hen. 11-12 Men must delve. 13-14 Maids are courting. 15-16 Maids in the kitchen. 17-18 Maids in waiting. 19-20 My plate's empty. 1-2 Buckle My Shoe. Mr. Morley was not in the best of tempers at breakfast. He complained of the bacon, wondered why the coffee had to have the appearance of liquid mud, and remarked that breakfast cereals were each one worse than the last. Mr. Morley was a small man with a decided jaw and a pugnacious chin. His sister, who kept house for him, was a large woman, rather like a female grenadier. She eyed her brother thoughtfully and asked whether the bathwater had been cold again. Rather grudgingly, Mr. Morley said it had not. He glanced at the paper and remarked that the government seemed to be passing from a state of incompetence to one of positive imbecility. Miss Morley said in a deep bass voice that it was disgraceful. As a mere woman...